This is a big one. A group of major financial institutions is reportedly preparing a coordinated stablecoin initiative, and Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs are among the 21 participating organizations.
That's a serious signal. The plan is expected to start with a U.S. dollar stablecoin and later expand into other G7 currencies, with an euro-denominated stablecoin likely to follow.
And that expansion part feels especially exciting. If this actually happens, it would be one of the clearest signs yet that traditional banking and institutional finance are treating stablecoins as a real part of the modern payment system, not just a niche crypto product.
To be clear, stablecoins are digital tokens designed to maintain a fixed value, usually pegged to a fiat currency such as the US
dollar.
They're already widely used for fast transfers, treasury management, and cross-border settlement.
But the involvement of large, established banks changes what this means. These institutions have deep access to clients, payment networks, and global markets.
Yes, and their participation could help normalize stablecoins in mainstream institutional finance. It would make them more credible for large-scale use.
Starting with the U.S., dollar stablecoin is a very logical first step, too. The dollar remains the dominant currency in global trade, foreign exchange markets, and cross-border payments.
A dollar-based stablecoin would likely be easier to integrate into existing business processes, and it would operate within a familiar U.S. regulatory environment.
That makes it feel practical. For institutions, it could be used for faster internal transfers, settlement between counterparties, or as a digital counterpart to traditional cash holdings.
It could also support payment corridors where speed and cost efficiency matter. In other words, the initial product would likely be designed around practical institutional use cases rather than speculation.
The more significant part, though, is the intended expansion into other G7 currencies. Those include some of the world's largest economies, and their currencies are central to global commerce.
Exactly. A multi-currency stablecoin system could reduce friction in international payments, which are often slow and expensive because they move through multiple intermediaries.
Today, cross-border transfers can take hours or even days, depending on the currencies, banks, and clearing systems involved.
A shared digital rail could make settlement more direct, faster, and more predictable, even if it does not eliminate every layer of complexity.
The planned euro-denominated stablecoin is especially notable to me. The euro is the second major global reserve currency and is central to trade in Europe, Africa, and parts of Asia.
A euro stablecoin could help institutions move value more efficiently across the eurozone and beyond. It would also signal that this is not simply a US-centric experiment, but a broader attempt to build a multi-currency digital payment capability.
Still, a euro-based product would face strict regulatory requirements in Europe, particularly around transparency, reserve backing, and consumer protection.
That's right.
The inclusion of the euro suggests the planners are thinking beyond a single market, but it also raises the bar.
If successful, the venture could change how large organizations approach liquidity and settlement. Banks and corporations may not need a stablecoin to replace deposits or traditional accounts.
Instead, they may want a faster, more efficient way to move money in specific situations. Potential use cases include settling trade invoices, distributing funds across subsidiaries, and supporting client payments in high-speed markets.
And I think there's a whole ecosystem underneath that. The project could also create demand for related infrastructure, including custody, compliance systems, tokenized asset management, and interoperability standards.
In that sense, the stablecoin itself may be the visible product, but the larger opportunity lies in the ecosystem it helps build.
Regulation will be the key issue, though. The biggest advantage of a stablecoin backed by major financial institutions is not just technology, but credibility.
Regulators, clients, and counterparties will want clear answers on how reserves are managed, who is responsible for redemptions, and how the system will handle failures or disputes.
A well-regulated stablecoin could become a trusted part of the financial system.
A poorly designed one, however, could amplify risks if it attracts large flows without adequate safeguards. Success will depend less on marketing and more on governance, transparency, and operational resilience.
Challenges remain. The participating institutions may have different client bases, risk appetites, and regulatory obligations.
Interoperability with existing payment systems will be critical. Adoption will depend on whether the stablecoin offers a clear advantage over current options.
Competition will also increase from other stablecoin providers, central bank digital currency projects, and established payment networks.
Still, the direction is clear. Stablecoins are moving from the edges of crypto into the center of institutional finance.
A planned G7-focused launch involving major banks and investment firms is a strong signal that digital money is no longer just a future concept.
It is becoming part of the present-day infrastructure that financial institutions are actively preparing for. The central question is whether this group can build a product that is fast, secure, and compliant.
If it does, the initiative could become one of the most consequential developments in payments in years.